Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Some of you all are used to fluff preachers, and that is people that just say catchy things. That's right, go with it. I say stuff that lingers. And you need to write some stuff down so when you leave here, you can look at it. Say, he said that. I know what that means. Because a lot of time the word, when it's a true word from God, you may not get the full meaning of it when you hear it. But if you write it down and revisit, say, oh, that's what that meant. Because God is preparing you for the trial that you're about to go through or the victory that you're about to receive.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Lift Up Your Eyes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. From the series, Let It Go. Verse 1 reads like this, Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. I think I got a Holy Ghost filled church. Looking unto Jesus, the author. Why y'all so quiet? Looking unto Jesus. Why can't get no amens up in here? Looking unto Jesus. Are y'all with me? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I'll start over. Let's do this right. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a greater cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of majesty, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh my God, I love that. And out of Psalm 121 in verse 1, that is Psalm 121 in verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Come on, my help. Oh my God, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The one that keeps Israel will keep you. Because my help, all of my help comes from the Lord. From the subject under the series, Let It Go, from the subject today, lift up your eyes. Say that, lift up your eyes. While God is spinning you on the wheel of circumstance, the enemy is not doing it. God is doing it. God is spinning you on the wheel of circumstance because he's molding you into something that he had in his mind before the foundation of the world. The reason why you're spinning and you seem dizzy is because you're looking ground level. When God wants you while you're spinning on the wheel of circumstances to fix your eyes beyond the hills from which comes your help. For my help, all of my help, comes from the Lord. If you're looking for the world to help you, people to help you, you're going to miss God. You need to lift up your eyes beyond the hills from which comes your help, because all of my help cometh from the Lord. Father, I give you praise and thanks and honor and glory and dominion and might. You're above us. The Supreme, the angelic beings, the heavenly host are rooting us on. The cloud of witnesses are above us, but more than all of them, you're above us, Lord. Yet you summon for us to assemble in a heavenly spot. I pray today that this message would help your people to lift up eyes, to never look down while going through, or look horizontally while going through, but to look up. And Father, I thank you for the lifting of the head and the eye and the heart and the hand. I give you praise for the stability that comes to your people as we do things biblically and not naturally. And I thank you, Father, for infusing the word that will go forth from these lips of clay to the ear of clay, to the heart of clay, but also to the spirit that looks like you. For you've created us in your image and after your likeness, and I give you glory and praise for helping this people, your people, to achieve the highest height and the deepest depth in Christ. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. And let everyone that agrees say amen. Amen. Lift up your eyes. Glory to God. For my help comes from the Lord. What does it mean to lift up your eyes to the Lord? We've all sung about it. We prayed about it. But what does it mean? And as I grow in wisdom and my beard becomes whiter as I grow in age, I'm grateful for the experience that I've had over the years. This experience with God's people, the experience in life, because it's all mixed into what I'm saying today. And those of you that are here, a lot of times you hear me preach, but you don't know the years that it took to squeeze this kind of message out and the things that we've had to endure to get here. Just like if I were to pull you up like a file, I believe I can read the ingredients in the file and see that you have experiences, that every line in your faith and your face is tied to an experience. And the older we get, the more those lines appear, but also we should be more richer as it relates to our experience and wisdom as we move forth and navigate in life today. What does it mean to lift up your eyes? For some, it would just mean to look up at a plane, but to others, it is to shift things in your spirit. To not just look at the circumstances when you're going through, and it's easier said than done. I know you're going to say that to me. But I walk in this same world that you walk in. I didn't get here by happenstance. I had to drive here too. I had to put gas in my car too. I had to put my feet on the floor too. I had to wash up too. I got to work it out too. I got to deal with family issues too. I got to still do the same things you do and get ready to preach to you. So we all are dealing with hell, but don't park in hell. Go through it. What does it mean to lift up your eyes? It doesn't mean that you escape what you're going through. For the young and the old, we all are going through something. And if you're not, you're about to go into it. Glory to God. They told me when I was a kid, you better be ready when Jesus comes. So I thought he was coming the next day. But 50 years later, he hadn't showed up yet. You got to prepare me for this life. Handling this life, and my eternal life is secured in Christ. But you can't tell me don't worry about college and don't worry about this or don't worry about that, because Jesus is soon to come. You better lock it down and make sure your finances is right. Make sure that as he spins you on the wheel of circumstance, he's pulling out a procrastination and pulling out resistance and pulling out unforgiveness and pulling out all of this straw and worms and stuff that's in the clay as he spins you on the wheel of circumstance. So what does it mean to lift up your eyes while you're spinning? Glory to God. It means a lot. Lift up your eyes, not just to the heavenlies, but lift it up to the Lord. Amen. Write it down. First, it means to acknowledge his sovereignty, that he's in control. I like people to take notes and not just listen to me because I'm dropping bombs. Some of you all are used to fluff preachers, and that is people that just say catchy things. That's right, go with it. I say stuff that lingers. And you need to write some stuff down so when you leave here, you can look at it. Say, he said that. Now I know what that means. Because a lot of time the word, when it's a true word from God, you may not get the full meaning of it when you hear it. But if you write it down and revisit it, say, oh, that's what that meant. Because God is preparing you for the trial that you're about to go through or the victory that you're about to receive. And most people don't die because they're hungry. They die because they're rich. As soon as God starts blessing you, you start forgetting who brought you through. And you got to learn how to lock it down when he bless you. Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? God has spoken. All right. Glory to God. I think I got a church up in here now. Acknowledge his sovereignty. Who's in control? God is in control. Now you got to say it and mean it. Who's in control?
God
is in control. You got to say it and you got to mean it. I'm going to say it one more time. Who's in control? God is in control. Except that stop trying to be in control. If he's in control, you got to take what he dishes out and you got to work with it. Because it is the circumstance that you're dealing with right now that is the wheel that you're spinning on. He uses it to mold you into his image, the very thing that you're dealing with now. Well, Bishop, I don't like the wheel. Well, let's get on it. Stay on it. You want my will? I don't know if you want my will, and I don't want yours. You were made for the wheel that you're on, and the wheel was made for you. We lift up our eyes because he's sovereign. We acknowledge it with our voice and with our praise and with our lives. He's sovereign. Write it down. He's higher than we are. And Isaiah focused on the throne of God, that the throne of God is higher. Isaiah 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Was he low?
No.
The scripture says he was high and lifted up. God is higher. Acknowledge his sovereignty. He's not on our level. He's not trying to get on our level. Yet he came to our level and was touched with every feeling that we feel. Which touch with the feelings of our infirmities. Hallelujah. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He knows what you're going through. Because the word was made flesh and dwelt among us and walked in the midst of us. And he knows sorrow and pain in every area of your life. But now he has been enthroned above us. Glory to God. He's higher than we are. So acknowledge it. And when Uzziah dies, you should see the Lord. There's something that God is going to kill in your life that's higher than he is. There's something that he's going to bring an end to that's higher than he is. And when he does, you got to see him high and lifted up. Glory to God. I'm about to prophesy up in here. God is about to shift things in your life so you're not confused about what's high and what's low. Glory to God. He's about to make the crooked straight, and he's about to make that which is low high, and that which is high, he will bring it low. Glory to God. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall as lightning. He was at one time high, and you can't allow him to fake it in your life to make you think he's high and he's lifted up. No, Jesus said, I saw him fall as lightning. And if you ever walk with Jesus, Satan is under your feet. Glory to God. I think I'll stomp on that thing. While you sit, move your feet up and down. Come on, stomp on that thing. Put the devil where he needs to be, and he needs to be under your feet, and stop allowing him to be eye level and above you. And he was brought low. Come on, Lucifer. And he was brought low. And he was brought low in an instant. And I cast him down. And I cast him out in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
He is not on the level with God. He shouldn't be able to speak into your ear and move you.
Glory to God.
Let God be God and every other enemy a liar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Ain't no name greater than that name. Glory to God. Every disease must bow to the name. Every critic must bow to the name. Every enemy must bow to the name. Glory to God. Every problem must bow to the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Let the master remain high. Ooh, he's sovereign. Focus your eyes on the throne of God, on his sovereignty. Write it down. He's master. Why are you pushing that? Because if you're spinning on the wheel of circumstance, the enemy will try to make himself appear to be higher than God. But he's master. Glory to God. We are his servants. He loves you so much, though, he's made his angels your servants. But we are his servants. Yes. Write it down. He's a provider. Yes. He's able to provide you everything you need, even though you're spinning on the wheel of circumstance. Yes. I've seen people running marathons, but they're running and somebody hand them a cup. Water wastes a little bit, but they still drink. That's what God is going to do to you while you're spinning. Hand you some water and some refreshment while you're spinning. He is your provider. Say with me, my God shall supply all of my need. Say it again, all of my need. One more time, say all of my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Y'all got lazy at the end of that verse. The whole verse need to be quoted. Glory to God. You got to get the word in you. And the address. I know it's in the New Testament. You got to be able to say that's in the book of Luke. That's in the book of Mark. You got to be able to say that's all my help coming. That's in Psalm 121. I want you to get the address of the scripture as well. Glory to God. Why do you need to do that, Bishop? Because you need to locate it. You know where your address is, right? Why wouldn't you want to know where the address of the word is? So you can find your way home. You lost. Don't know any word. Don't know what to do. Don't know what to say. Get the word in you and you'll find your way home. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So the first point is God is sovereign. The second point is we need to admit that he's sovereign, that he's sufficient. He's able to supply the need. He's sovereign, but he's also sufficient. He's able. You don't have to go outside of God for sustenance. He's not going to let you starve. He's not going to let you go to a point where you can't return. He takes care of his people. He spoke to Elijah. He said, a famine is coming, but I want you to go to the brook of Sharif. Oh, my God. And stay there. Oh, my God. Stay there. And I will provide for you. The man obeyed God. And for 3 years and 6 months, every day, a raven brought him meat. And he drank from the brook. And if you obey God, he will send you to a place during a famine where you will always be provided for. It may not be everything you need, but it will be what you, it may not be everything you want, but it will be exactly what you need. That's the kind of God we serve. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the third point is, not only do we recognize his sovereignty or acknowledge his sovereignty and his sufficiency, please write it down. I believe God wants us to lift up our eyes because he wants us to accept his generosity. He wants you to accept the fact that he's generous. He will supply it. Stop measuring God in moments and see seasons. God is not microwave. You got to say year after year after year after year and decade after decade after decade, he helps me. Not moment after moment. Or because you're going through a struggle, you lose sight on God. He's always provided for you, and he will. I said he will provide. Hebrews 12 and 2, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author, the champion, the author and the finisher, the initiator and perfecter of our faith. I want to go a little deeper in this mindset of the potter. What does the potter see when we sit on the wheel of circumstance? I was preaching out of Jeremiah 18, how he spoke to Jeremiah to go to the potter's house, and there I will show you a work on the wheel. The clay was marred. Please understand that. The clay was not perfect. It was marred. Yet he chose it. And I described this morning several things that's in clay, like rocks and straw that he has to pull out. And it's been there so long that as he pulls it, it hurts. See, people don't think like this, but when you come to a church that's ready for you, you should feel tension. My job is to make sure those that are uncomfortable are comforted. And the ones that recline, like, I've been running for Jesus a long time, I don't need word. Just relaxed in church like this. I'm after you. You mean to tell me your life is that perfect? You don't need to sit up? You don't need to get into a position or posture that you need him to work with you and your stuff? You mean to tell me as you got it going on to that degree, you don't see crisis? With what's happening in the world, what's happening in the home and in the heart, crisis is all around us and you just chilling? You friends with everybody? You don't see enemies? You don't see we're in a war? I'm after you. I'm here to make sure you're uncomfortable when you come up in here. This is the only time I'm like Eminem. You only got one shot. You got to make it work. And while I got you for 2 hours, I got to make it count. You only got one shot. I got to make sure you get something that when you leave here, it sticks with you. So maybe you'll do something different when you get home. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm just starting to feel it now, like you all are here. Clap your hands, all you people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The wife and I have been pastoring for many years now, and I've done this several thousand times. I want you to think about that. If you say, how many times I come to church, most of you would say less than 52 a year. That's at least once a week. But most of you would say less than 52. We got some people, though, that double dip. That means you hear two services. That's at least 104. Some do triple. That means they come Wednesday night. That's 156? Now think about me. I'm the one there all of the time, right? For like 30 years, 35 years, right? Think about what it's like for me when I look out at you and you sleeping while I'm preaching. you sleep. You cool like that. You cool, laid back. For 30 years, Y'all gonna make me put a Miss Sealy on you. You're gonna make me pull a Miss Sealy on you. Everything you wish give me. You gonna make me pull a Miss Sealy. You'd rather me to bless you, right? But don't ever do that to me. Don't send no curses my way. The best way to help me is to get with this word I'm preaching.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Lift Up Your Eyes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2407-2111. That's reference number 2407-2111.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. The Ministry of Education is currently taking donations of book bags filled with school supplies for each grade level in preparation for the Back to School giveaway on Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m. For details, email moe@truthrevealed.org. Summer break is almost ending, and the popular back-to-school sales tax holiday will begin on Monday, July 29th. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessory through Sunday, August 11th. Ute Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.